Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, have you ever wondered how the New World Order would try to take over our republic? You're seeing it right now. Staging terror attacks, blaming it on real Americans that are trying to save the country. Building re-education camps, turning the public schools into brainwashing centers, getting all the major academia prepared for mass arrest of citizens, training the police for it, getting laws passed saying you can secretly arrest citizens and kill them. And then the day a big report's supposed to come out proving that the president worked with the weathermen as a terrorist, basically, or terrorist sympathizer, fellow traveler, the guy dies, and within hours they tell you it's natural causes. But now the coroner and the medical examiner's office has said, no, we don't know why he died. We're going to do an autopsy. Duh. The telltale sign is when all the corporate or media comes out and says natural causes within an hour and 50-something minutes, the LA Times and others. I mean, he's at the hospital. They find out. And then they get an article written in 2 hours. And it was all over the news. Oh, yes. And then what I thought was going to happen has started. They're going to have to wait a couple weeks to release that footage that he was going to release. He said yesterday. He's dead now. It's not going to get released right now. Going to need to be some changes to what gets released. Uh-huh. But don't worry. Guess everybody involved will be okay now. You don't want to end up like Breitbart. And see, for me, that's so alien to be intimidated. In fact, it's the opposite. I feel so alive. I really enjoy driving into work this morning. I love life so much. I just love being alive and conscious and my children. I love life so much that I am so ready for these maggots to kill me. And they'll probably try to do it where it looks like I died of drugs or something. Who knows what they'll do? I'm not even worried about it because the fight will go on. And that means that's probably why they may not kill me. But I've always told people that they kill you when you've got a smoking gun. And I'm just, my smoking gun is all their public crimes, and I'm here exposing it. But I've told people hundreds of times on air, if you've got smoking gun footage or documents, or you work in a classified area, don't start contacting media asking what they want to do with it, because it's all, the phones are all being listened to, everything's being tracked. I'm going to tell you something here that's common sense, but I'm going to explain it to you. Ahmad Salam, to give you a real-world example, was a security agent for the CIA and part of the Egyptian security force. He was hired to run a bunch of patsies for what he was told was a sting, to cook a bomb, detonator, train the driver. First he was hired and told, you'll build an inert bomb, we're going to stop Muslim extremists. Then you're going to build a real bomb that'll get a better conviction in New York. Now you're going to have a fake detonator. Now it's real. He said, okay, they're going to bomb it this day, let's bust him. 2 days before, they said no. He gets smart enough to record them. He knows they're setting him up. He went down to the New York Times that morning, like 2 days after. He called. He was in hiding. He called all the media, CBS, New York Times, a bunch of other little media showed up because the reporters weren't all agents. They were compartmentalized and showed the tapes, gave them all copies, gave a press conference on the steps. And said, you know, I'm in danger. Here's the name of the FBI people. I work for them. They let this happen. And I didn't want to go ahead with a real bomb. They paid him, what was it, $1.2 million to make him shut up. So instead of being killed or put in prison, he got $1.2 million. And believe me, they probably got bodyguards protecting him now. They don't want him to die because it'll become obvious they killed him now. Dead men tell no tales. I'm going to try to explain that to people. And Breitbart had a lot of power. He knew he had Limbaugh behind him and Drudge and others. But he, you notice Drudge is reclusive and hides out. He knows how dangerous this is. Breitbart's just running around middle of everywhere and just asked for it. And in a way, I guess I asked for it, too, because I'm just not going to live in fear. But I tell you, it makes me think, you know, when I'm in a restaurant or something, I've had security people tell me, do not go to the same restaurant more than once. They love to kill you that way. Right back.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standard for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dried guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're fighting real modified tyranny. Our police are being federalized. A member of Congress wrote an article before yesterday saying TSA is now going into all 50 states, setting up checkpoints. They're not even bonded peace officers. Under federal command, they are commanding sworn police officers. The entire Bill of Rights has been overthrown. They're attacking countries without congressional approval. The Bill of Rights is in tatters. Total surveillance, drones being launched. It is crazy land. But all over the country, from Maryland to Utah, state legislatures are moving to block the NDAA, to block the TSA, to point out that the Bill of Rights and Constitution is still there. Now, I'm going to open the phones up on Breitbart's death and the fact that they now are not releasing the footage for a few weeks. They got to edit that down, that he was going to release yesterday. And that's one of the top stories on the web. Breitbart's footage shows Obama palling around with terrorists. It was to have been released yesterday. We've now confirmed. And our story is the top story on DrudgeReport.com. It's at Infowars.com. We should red link that article. And it says the mysterious death of Andrew Breitbart. He said, wait till they see what happens March 1st. He said that a week ago. Well, it didn't get released. And now the people that work for him are saying it'll be a few weeks. Why? Is something going to be changed? He said this would bring Obama down. Showed him, quote, palling around with terrorists that were planning in meetings to put Americans in re-education camps. There's those camps again. Of course, that's just FBI informants and agents who were there at the meetings watching this. This is, listen, I flew down a communist about 6 months ago to be in a film, and it was so shocking. This is a prominent person that I don't even think I'll put it in the film. Because the guy somehow, because I don't like wars, thought he could confide in me and was saying, we need blood, we're going to take over, we're going to put people in re-education camps. And I'm sitting there, and I mean, it's just these people are out of control, folks. I don't even know what to say anymore. It's just so out of control. Now, joining us are people that are fighting back against this, and then I'm going to open the phones up. We're opening them up now. What's your take on Breitbart, Ron Paul, everything that's going on, the internet censorship is starting, the calls for shutting down talk radio? I mean, it's all on, and once a war starts, they'll be able to get the public in line because we're in a war, which is the health of the state, the authoritarians have always said. I mean, you notice what's happening. World government's being announced. They're bankrupting Europe. We're next. Gas prices are exploding. It's on. I mean, I'm white knuckle here. This is not entertainment. This is not a joke. America's being taken over by authoritarians. This is real. This is real. It's all true. It's all in your face. I was right about everything. I wish I wasn't. I'm freaked out. I can't believe it's worse than I even thought. Maryland delegate, that's state rep, Glenn Glass, joined by legislative aide Aaron Jones, they are introducing legislation, three bills to stop TSA groping, a bill that would force TSA to privatize screening at airports, and a bill that would allow Marylanders to opt out of the smart meter program, which tracks everybody. They're trying to put them in houses and charge homeowners for them and now admit they're going to control what you use and track you. I mean, remember 5 years ago we were conspiracy theorists. All right, I'm ranting. But they're taking action, and it's through the states saying no. The feds may declare there's no state power. That's because they're tyrants taken over by a corporate takeover. We've got to have the police, the military, the state reps just be Americans. I mean, you're looking at pure tyranny in your face. Be an American. Just be a decent person. It's not hard. I know they say you're radical if you're just a decent American. But we're the good guys. We're not the bad guys. And the good news is military and police are waking up, and so are the states. Maryland delegate Glenn Glass is on. Glenn, I know I'm ranting here, but, I mean, do you agree that these are crazy times we're entering right now?
Yes, it is. Very crazy times.
All right, well, you guys got the floor. Tell us about your piece of three pieces of legislation that could be a bellwether, a chain reaction, a domino effect across the country, and break it down for us.
Okay, just real quick, I'm here. I represent the great state of Maryland, the old line state. It's a wonderful state, and we just want to keep it that way. And I'm honored to talk to you, Alex. I started listening to you over the summer, and almost every night I you know, look at the videos and listen to you, and I've learned a lot. So I just want to say I'm honored to talk to you.
God bless you, sir. We're honored to have you.
And thanks for fighting. Real fast, we have four TSA bills.
Four, okay.
Four anti-TSA bills. And I'm here with, he's not my legislative aide. He works for another delegate, Aaron Jones. He's actually on the same line, so he's listening right now. And we also have a smart meter opt-out bill. And just real fast, I mean, there's people all over the state of Maryland. They don't like the smart meters. And I would like to put in a bill to make them illegal, but I have to get through what I can get through right now.
And what they really are is spy meters, you know, Big Brother meters, anti-American meters. Awesome, exactly. Get what you can get now so people can opt out. That'll fry their program right there. Please continue.
Yeah, so anyway, just a simple opt-out bill. It gives people the right to opt out of smart meters. I even called the different utility companies around here, and they said, well, you know, I talked to one lady, then I talked to their boss, and then another boss, and they said, well, you have to have these put in your house. There's nothing you can do about it. And then I didn't let them know I was a delegate at that time. And then they came into my office, and they said, well, what we're going to do is, you know, it's going to save you money, but you're going to be forced to have these smart meters in your house, and you're going to have to pay for it. And what they're going to do is they're going to raise the rates to make people pay for it. And I have a problem with that, and smart meters. So anyway, it's just a simple opt-out bill, and that's what we're doing. And people all over the state of Maryland are sick and tired of it, and they don't want these smart meters.
Yeah, all this tyranny is incredibly unpopular. I've seen polls of like 97% in California don't want the smart meters, but they cram them down their throat. They didn't ask us, and I'm so busy I didn't fight it. They threw one on our building a year ago, and I'm in a leased building. I don't have any choice. We didn't have the money to buy a building this size. And I'm over in an industrial area. Tell us about the TSA legislation. Anytime Aaron Jones, who's helped craft some of this legislation, wants to pop in, just jump in, Aaron.
Okay. I'll speak on one bill quickly, and then he can jump in and talk about a more detailed bill. Yes, sir. The first one I want to talk about is HB 1106. And it's just simply, it's prohibiting a public servant from conducting a specific inappropriate search of a minor without probable cause that the minor is concealing contraband or a weapon or without the consent of the parent or guardian of the minor, establishing penalties for a violation of the act. So basically, it prohibits the inappropriate search of minors. That's just one bill that addresses that one issue.
And by the way, that law is already on the books in most states. That's why at these courthouses with the scanners, they won't put people under 18 for them. The TSA is already breaking a bunch of laws.
Absolutely. So we wanted to kind of split it up a little bit and just hoping and praying that we can get something through. And we got an AG opinion down here, and we are also, they said that we may be able to force the TSA to privatize in the airports.
And the difference is that's not perfect, but it'll bring in competition so that they just aren't one big arrogant, block that can do whatever they want.
Yes, sir. So that's the two bills, and Aaron's on the phone, and maybe he can talk to you a little bit about the other bill that's more detailed.
Sure, very exciting. Aaron, tell us about some of the work you're doing there in the legislature.
Hi, Alex. Yeah, it's an honor to be on your show as well.
And thank you.
I've been listening to you for a few years. You know, I want to say that, you know, getting this broadcast out, really making a difference because, you know, you woke me up. You know, I helped with the Tea Party movement back in 2009, you know, and then from there, learned about the FEMA camps and everything else, and that's what's fueling me. You know, I'm just like you. You got to do something about this, and that's why I'm out here. So talk quickly about the main TSA bill that we have, the main anti-TSA bill. It's appropriately 1111, HB 1111. And essentially what that does, and again, as Delegate Glass had mentioned, you know, we have the AG opinion. It takes the TSA out of the Maryland airport. It's kind of similar to what we've seen previously in other states with legislation that had, you know, anti-TSA legislation. In fact, it was modeled after David Simpson's bill. So essentially what we're doing is we want to go back to the original way that security was handled before, you know, Homeland Security, the 2001 Authorization Act, and all that stuff. You know, we need to put it back into the hands of private security, which is handled by the airport. So this bill takes it out. We have another bill, HB 1245, as Delegate Glass had alluded to. You know, we put the security force back in there, you know, and then, as we are also saying, we have contingency bills. You know, so we have the main bill here, kick the TSA out. That doesn't make it. We got three other bills which segment this bill. You know, we handle children. We say minors can't be searched. We have another bill which privatizes the airport. And then we have another bill which says that the TSA would have to be, at least at the very least, would have to be trained by the state of Maryland. They have to learn the Constitution. They have to learn the exact same procedures that, say, a Maryland state trooper would have to.
Because they're in your state. And what's beautiful is even though this stuff didn't pass Texas, it almost did. It puts out the story, the moral authority. It exposes what they're doing, and just resisting gains momentum and exposes what they're doing. You guys are doing an incredible job. This is so exciting.
Thank you for saying so, Alex. Yeah.
Thank you.
And then also, if I could quickly just add to, as you said earlier in before you introduced us, we do have anti-NDAA legislation in as well. I have a different delegate working on that, Delegate McDermott. And he's from northeastern Maryland. And
wow, this is breaking news. I knew about Utah and a few other states. I didn't know about Maryland. This is breaking news. So we're going to have legislation to block the NDAA. Stay there. Incredible, gentlemen. One more quick segment. I know you've got to get back to work. But we're going to come back in a few minutes and break that down, and then tell folks where they can go to find the legislation that's been introduced so we can show it to other state legislatures around the country. We have the moral authority. We're in the right. We're saying no to these usurpers. We'll be right back with Maryland Delegate Glenn Glass, joined by legislative aide Aaron Jones. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-839-2959. That's 1-800-839-2959. 1-800-839-2959.
BePrepared.com is making deals because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. Stay tuned for a free offer from BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. Now, the sale items. Right now through March 9th, save 32% on freeze-dried chicken breast, $140 on a year's supply of basics, and save on the best-tasting instant non-fat dry milk and heirloom garden seeds. All of this and more, all at BePrepared.com. Plus, order $75 or more and get a free $25 gift card by using promo code Genesis35 at checkout at BePrepared.com. Limit one per customer. This sale ends March 9th. Call 800-222-9596 and experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-222-9596. Hurry, sale ends March 9th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Silver.
not going to get the idea. They're going to be defeated. Ideas are bulletproof. And there's more people waking up every day coming to the defense of this republic and the free world. The fight for freedom is going on here in America. Let's go back to Maryland Delegate Glenn Glass and also legislative aide for another member of the State House who's helping get these bills crafted. Aaron, Glenn, wow, Aaron, you just brought up NDAA. I knew some other stuff. I didn't know that bill's about to come out. Tell us about that, please.
Yeah, actually, I'd like to throw it back to Delegate Glass right now. He's got a committee hearing that he's got to run to. So,
sure, finish your point then, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Hey, Alex, this is Delegate Glass, Glenn Glass again. I have to split, head down to committee hearing. I have two bills. But real fast, yes, Delegate McDermott introduced the bill, and he's a great fighter here in Maryland, and hopefully he can call him one day. He's amazing. But, yeah, we don't want the military to use their troops on Maryland citizens. I was in the Army, and it would break my heart to see that happen. So we're going to do whatever we can to stop that from happening with this bill. And Aaron's just going to talk a little bit more about that. But I have to go. I just wanted to say thank you so much. Maryland is a free state, and we're fighting to keep it free. And I appreciate you and everything that you're doing. And
thank you, sir. God bless you. Amazing. Everybody's got to get behind your legislation. Thank you so much. We'll find out those numbers. We'll talk to you soon. I definitely want to get him on for like maybe the Sunday show when he's not in session that way. Now, going back to Aaron. Aaron, you've got the floor for the 3 or 4 minutes we've got left. How do we get behind this legislation nationwide so it passes and then duplicates?
Yeah, actually, and I want to talk on that for a minute, too. Now, recently, Utah has just gotten out, and they actually used a very similar version of the House Joint Resolution that we put out. So I know it's definitely getting out there. You can go to, actually, Rhode Island Liberty Coalition. That's where I got the idea for some of the parts of the House Joint that I put together. This stuff can be found on www.riliberty.com, and this bill was putting in conjunction with the 10th Amendment Center as well. And they're doing great work over there.
So it shows the power of people putting out ideas that's being picked up by legislatures.
Oh, absolutely. I know a number of delegates that go on to the 10th Amendment Center. They look and see what the issues are. And then, of course, you know, there's staff like me that comes out, you know, and says, hey, you know, these are big issues. They're very important. I mean, I can't think of anything more important going on right now other than, you know, maintaining our posse comitatus, maintaining, you know, our right to habeas corpus. Those are just fundamental rights that we've had for 800 years in a Western civilization. And to see those things being undermined by Congress is appalling. I don't know what to say.
Well, I'll say this. It's bad, but it's been a big wake-up call. And you know, Texas almost unanimously passed the bill out of the House to stop the TSA groping, which is already illegal. Police can't do that. And it got killed when the feds threatened a blockade of air travel. Well, right. Let them bring the blockade. I mean, force their hand. And there's going to be a state that ends up standing up, and it may be Maryland, it may be Utah. How do we get behind this legislation? What's its chances right now of passing?
Well, they haven't even given us a bill hearing yet. Now, the bill hearing is set. Since it's a House Joint Resolution, it goes through a committee we have here in the state legislature called the House Rules and Nominations Committee, and they hear all the House Joint Resolutions, and a lot of times they'll do them all on the same day. But we have one of the few House Joint Resolutions that has not been scheduled a hearing yet. So what we really need is just an outcry, you know, nationwide. Hey, Maryland, let's defend this. Let's get you guys a bill hearing. You know, let's have this heard. Let's let it have its day.
So the leadership's trying to keep it from coming to the floor.
It seems that way because everything else has been scheduled a hearing, and we have one of the few House Joint Resolutions that does not have a hearing yet. So we need this to go viral. We need people to start talking up about Maryland and getting this out there.
And they need to get, obviously, what, contact the Legislative Affairs Committee Chairman?
Yeah. Or you could just contact, you know, any delegate. There's a number of delegates that are on that committee. A lot of them are also on the Appropriations Committee. So,
well, look, Glenn, I want to get you back up, you and the representative, the delegate, in the next few weeks. Aaron, thank you. Thank you so much for coming on. Thank Glenn for coming on.
Absolutely.
And we'll talk to you soon. God bless.
Sounds good. Bye.
Very exciting. And that was Maryland Delegate Glenn Glass. We were just talking with legislative aide Aaron Jones. listeners of this show, waking up, taking action, defending the Republic. Absolutely wonderful. We'll be back with your calls. And
we're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FlowJack. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Friday, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're here live. We've got Bob Chapman joining us for 30 minutes on the economy and world events. Then we've got Dr. Jerome Corsi joining us to give us his take on Andrew Breitbart. I don't know what his take is, but it'll be foul play because he's smart. I mean, I'd say 90% chance they killed him because he was about to release that video proving that Obama was actually in the communist groups, calling for re-education and secret arrest and overthrow of the U.S. government, which they've done now. The government's up there, but it's been overthrown. It's been completely, I mean, there's no debating. This is treason out in the open. They got the cops all trained for war with us, and once they get us in a fight with the police, then the cops will take it personal, and then the full civil war will be on, and the globals will sit back laughing at us. I'd rather not have that happen. But he was going to release the footage yesterday and died. Died. I'd say 90% chance they killed him. And the biggest piece of evidence is how within hours they were saying nothing to worry about, move along, it's natural causes. Let's go to your phone calls on this subject, and then I'm going to get into India resists call to cut Iranian oil imports. Ron Paul warming to political VP slot. I am the one person who can make and take young people away from Obama. Oil leaps to highest level since mid-2008. Sheriff Arpaio says Obama's birth certificate a forgery and that there is probable cause for a larger investigation. No kidding. It looks like it was made with crayons or something. We've got all of that to report on. Scientists are shocked to find antibiotics alleviate symptoms of schizophrenia. Yeah, because most of it's generally chemical, and antibiotics a lot of times will reduce for whatever reason, swelling of the brain. I've had brain surgeons on to break this down, because the body sees toxins and things almost like it sees bacteria or viruses and swells. And so you take antibiotics, it can cause a shrinkage. And so people then stop thinking that they're Joan of Arc or whatever, or that, you know, the New World Order's after them, even when it is. Can you imagine with all this crazy stuff going on today, how rough it is for schizophrenics? And how many people that get called schizophrenic really aren't? But there's that news. This is really not new information. But also, the Telegraph newspaper and others are now reporting on what we reported on days ago, that the major journal of bioethics globally is calling for the right for government and parents to kill children up to age 3 because they're not humans. This is not a baby in the womb. Well, go ahead and how are they going to kill 3-year-olds? I guess you they're in their cute little dress or their little overalls and they're saying, I want to go play. I want to have fun. Look at the puppy. Look at the doggy. You know, what do you do? Just shoot them in the head? Maybe chop them up because they're not humans. In fact, that's what Dr. Peter Singer said. He said they're like mackerel. They just have no value. Roaches, old people, trash. And so all of you that saw our article on, Tuesday? No, it was Monday. And couldn't believe it when we linked to the big medical journals saying it. And you said, this is satire, Jones is nuts. Bunch of mainstream news today saying it's time to start killing up to 3. You're like, that's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy to have TSA on highways now groping people. It's all going to get a lot more crazy. Stalin killing 30, 40 million people. Hitler killing tens of millions. Mao killing over 60 million. It's crazy. The Aztecs cutting people's hearts out every day when the sun came up. It's crazy. That's what happens when you let the crazy people take over. It's called tyranny. All right, let's go to your phone calls. Herb in Washington, you're on the air. Welcome. Hey, buddy, you're on the air worldwide transmitting. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Alex. This is Herbert, the Wild Mormon, up here in Seattle, and I'm doing the best I can. I got me a little 1-watt pirate radio station, and you can even see me on TV if you want. And I got 3 super bullets for you, buddy. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay, the first one is, have you considered that there have to be copies of this material out there? I'll bet you they're saying a couple of weeks because there's somebody out there making some sort of a BitTorrent file right now as we speak. What do you think about that?
We'll never know because they could edit it down. I said yesterday, if they don't release it right away, that gives them time to edit it. They're not just going to kill him and then just let it come out. That means they've got infiltrators in there. That means they're going to try to manage it. And I said, if they don't release it right away, it stinks. I know how this stuff works. And it's not just that. He had a bunch of other info and said he was going to vet an attack dog Obama. He was saying, I'm going to swift boat you. And they said, you die. And again, he was going to release it yesterday. He said he was going to destroy Obama. 90% chance they killed him. And it might not even be that Obama knows. There's all sorts of special interests getting billions of bucks individually from our tax money that Obama hands out. Like all of America is like Chicago Mafia run now. And so that's why there's a lot of people that wanted him dead.
I agree on that. But bullet point number 2, tomorrow is the caucuses up here in Washington, and we need to get as many Ron Paul supporters as we can to the caucuses. It's an open system, just like it's supposed to be in Iowa. You don't have to be a Democrat or a Republican to attend, so it doesn't matter what party you belong to or like. You can show up and cast your voice.
You're right. Paul has said that, and the headline is, Paul threatens to take over Washington caucus, and they should. But what is your gut on Andrew Breitbart? That's what we open the phones up on.
It's got to be dirty. I mean, really, I just can't see him not having copies of this stuff out there to protect himself, though.
I hear you, and I appreciate the call. But here's the point that we need to make to everybody. It's too convenient that he said, I'm going to get you, Obama. I'm releasing it March 1st, and he dies that day. If he'd had some heart issues, bad ticker, whatever, it's too coincidental. But that I wouldn't be 90% with just that evidence. I'm 90% sure because of the way they handled it. The propaganda rollout is what always lets you know. And the fact that within less than 2 hours, they came out all over the news and said natural causes and then said, but we don't know what they are, when that's not how it works with the medical examiner. The medical examiner couldn't even be there in 2 hours. You know, the coroner's got to go check, got to decide, look at it, decide if there's going to be an autopsy. Then the medical examiner has to certify that. It's not just one guy, because you can pay off one coroner. You got to have the medical examiner sign off. And medical examiners are powerful. They're like the sheriff when it comes to medical issues. And it was the medical examiner in Los Angeles, the same town, on record, that said, no, RFK was shot in the back by a different caliber. He was not shot by Sirhan's weapon. And then it even came out who shot him. And the LAPD wanted to go after him, and they were shut down. So that's why medical examiners are important. RFK was shot from behind multiple times. Sirhan had his arm pinned the whole time. Was shooting a low-caliber firearm. Go look it up. There's copies of the medical examiner report, the coroner and the medical examiner. It's like the medical examiner is like the police chief of the coroners. Well, some areas they call the coroner the medical examiner. It varies. But you've got people that do the autopsy, and the coroner or the medical examiner signs off. But in general parlance, they call somebody that's doing the body work a coroner. But the point is, I want to go to your phone calls. I'm going off into factoid land. Doug in Maryland, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, when the Breitbart news broke yesterday, I mean, myself and my coworkers just shook our heads, as there's no doubt he had to be removed. He had information on Obama, and he had to be removed. It's funny you had those delegates from Maryland, because I'm coming from Maryland as we speak. But those delegates from Maryland need to hear this. Out here in eastern Maryland, there is a private club called The Private Affair. You can go to Google and Google the website, and you'll find it. And what that is, it's some kind of freaky wife swapper swinger club for these Washington elites that come up 95 and go to the Private Affair. This club is hidden inside a junkyard. It is guarded by off-duty Maryland State Police and off-duty local police.
Well, let me stop you. Maryland police actually, 3 years ago, the big scandal running prostitutes, and there was a bunch of deaths associated with it, and that was D.C. Madam stuff. She was telling people, oh, I have more names. And I'm like, they're going to kill you. And they did kill her. So I don't know about the particular place you're talking about. We have to look into that. But, yeah, they got these wife swapping deals all over the place. It's real popular. Sounds like a nightmare to me, man. Ugh. But anyways, I sound like I'm some dog that just – I don't understand it. But side issue, it just sounds like a nightmare to me. But to each their own, whatever. The point is that you've got all that going on, you've got all that happening, and yes, I mean, I know prostitution, all of it. The few times I've been in D.C., I mean, the level of beautiful women, the cream of America, they like supermodels. When I'm in Georgetown, other areas, just packing into limos, politicians pulling up, Secret Service saying, what are you looking at? Just trying to eat at restaurants, anywhere, just beautiful women everywhere, servicing the lobbyists and the politicians. And it just shows what our country's become. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Carl in Oregon. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Welcome back to the Central Command there, T-Rex. I have a comment, I have a question, and a little bit of concern and a statement to make about the Breitbart incident.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. First of all, history repeats itself, always from Julius Caesar to Abraham Lincoln. to JFK to RFK. Same thing. Set up, it's a little bit more covert because they're using some type of high-tech system of however they pulled it off. I mean, it's going to take a bit of time to be able to find out how they did it.
Well, my dad, is a dentist, neural surgeon, a physician, and he was showing me documents that the CIA, this is declassified, have these sound wave systems that you can't even hear, except your teeth will chatter, and they love to use them on older people, like Hosni Mubarak, all these guys, where they take down their country, they then have a stroke that day, and they can hit them from even a couple hundred yards with this, and it vibrates the carotid arteries that are full, generally, of all the detritus, you know, all the dead, you know, cholesterol and scale, and then that goes into your brain. And yes, they do have systems they can shoot at a heart and kill you deader than a hammer. And, I mean, they admit they've got these. They use lower versions of them with the sound cannons, the microwave guns. That's all comes out of technology to kill people covertly. So, yes, that's on record. And I'm telling you, folks, if they kill me, if I die of a heart attack or drug overdose, I don't use illegal drugs. I don't use prescription drugs other than like aspirin or Tylenol sometimes when I have a headache. I don't even hardly drink very much. I don't. I drink like 2 cups of coffee a day, and I'm in good shape, and my family have constitutions of mules. Okay? So I'm not going anywhere. Sorry, go ahead.
I'm concerned about Fritz. Fritz, I bumped into the grocery store. He shouts at the local grocery store that I went to. I passed right by him. He didn't know who I was. Obviously, I tried to say hello. He seemed kind of somber. Maybe he's a little bit worried. I'm concerned about him. He's going to be a guest coming up on the show pretty soon, isn't he?
Yes. All right, yeah. So you didn't call in, though, about Breitbart?
I did, yeah. That's what my take on that is that history repeats itself. I mean, it's just different forms that they use now in these days, as you just mentioned. It's more covert means. They use some type of weapons, like electronic weapons, or however they're used, or chemicals, or whatever they put in our water, or food, or vaccines.
Record. They've got thousands of different systems. I mean, just to kill Castro, they came up with hundreds of different covert means. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Ivan in Florida.
How you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Pretty good. I like your show in Orlando. Pretty good. This call is about Andrew. Yeah, I absolutely think he was definitely killed. No doubt in my mind. Another question. How hard would it be to get that footage of his and expose it on your show?
Well, obviously, that's very valuable footage for media outlets, for their traffic and how they fund themselves and pay their staff. So it's going to be released by the Breitbart folks, which is great. They're the ones that went out and got it. I mean, they do real hard investigative undercover people. They do, gathering the data. That's why they're so big. And that's why it's so dangerous, is that when you start really digging into original research. When I stuck into Bohemian Grove, the death threats, the dirty tricks were immediate. Because it was original, hardcore, real journalistic proof. When I got from law enforcement, good police officers, state police, and then later federal marshals, internal Homeland Security documents, I got threatened, dirty tricks immediately. And then it totally freaked out one of the people because they didn't know that when they gave us the info, they were already under surveillance and got in trouble for it. Of course, it's all surveilled. That's the point. People are like, well, what do I have to hide? Why do I care if I'm surveilled? Because the crooks are going to use it to stop you from doing right. So you're a big 810 listener there in Orlando where we're number one, and you came out to the event. I want to thank you for doing that, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, anything else?
No, that's it.
All right, God bless you. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead now and take another call here. Let's talk to Jonathan in Kansas disagrees, so we'll skip ahead to him and then go to Mike. Go ahead, Jonathan. You're on the air.
Well, it's not necessarily disagreement. It's a criticism. Alex, you cannot waste any time. You need to get Wayne Madsen on and get him to bet everything he has. This time around is probably the most dangerous for him ever. And it set a precedence with Breitbart. He's, as powerful.
No, I hear you. Let me just stop you for a minute. He's been going to Chicago and all over tracking these same mafia ties, and I agree. He was told by a high-level government source that he has been shingled out to die, But then a lot of times they don't find the right hitman or it doesn't really happen. And then he left the country for 4 or 5 months and then came back. Call Chris in here. Look, we're on the same page. I called Chris last night and this morning and said, get Wayne Madsen on. I may be able to interview him on the nightly news tonight, but we were unable to get Madsen. I said, get me Jerome Corsi and get me Wayne Madsen. Come on in. Because I can't really see through the window. Were you able to get a hold of Madsen? Did he answer his phone? So you have called him. Okay, yeah, because he's key. He's key, key, key. I agree with this caller. I absolutely agree with this caller. So he hasn't been called yet. He's going to be called right now because I said get me both of them, and they got the other. And I guess they were going to get him on Monday or so. But, yes, we'll end up getting him here on the show for you. I mean, look, we can't do it all, man. Or I have all these thoughts of what I want to do, and then by the time I get on air – there's just so much. You see what I'm saying?
Yes. No. I'm not blaming you. I'm just saying it's so urgent. Outside of that, this is some dangerous times. And also, there's some news that just came out. It says that I think this is in California, in El Segundo. I think it says that Chevron got away with not paying millions of their taxes.
None of the rich pay tax. They lobby to get higher taxes on you, and then it gets paid to them in government contracts. That's how it all works. That's the new
world.
You don't
need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me! I got it! Hey! I got something that makes me want to shout. I got something.
By the way, I'm going to go back to your calls here, but
I got soul and
need to get all the Chinese food out of the shot here so I can show folks this with a document cam shot if they're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. Because I, the news is getting so hectic, everything's getting so crazy that I don't even plug sponsors or books or videos on air. You listen to other talk shows, every 5 minutes they're plugging this sponsor, that sponsor, this book, that video. You don't really even hear me do that anymore. And then we lose revenue and can't fund this operation. So when you buy books, when you buy videos, when you buy materials from us, you not only get tools that will help wake people up, but you also, in a big, big way, fund our operation. I mean, you don't have to be out there risking your life because you're not prominent enough for that to happen. They want this idea that you're all in danger, you're all scared, you know, government bureaucrats will threaten you. Look, they're not going to kill you at the level you're at. You start getting to my level, Breitbart's level, stuff like that, that's when you got to worry. Matt Drudge, look out, because he can set the agenda. He's under government surveillance. That's admitted. That's been in Congress. They do not like the fact that he can expose the TSA, the naked body scanners, Bilderberg. They don't like it. They don't like the fact that no one believes him anymore. They don't like the fact that the alternative media has taken over. And they're panicking. So I want to just point out, people, we're at a critical juncture right now. So please support our sponsors. Please buy the books, the videos, the T-shirts, and be part of the InfoWars army to wake up America. You start wearing a T-shirt, an InfoWars.com T-shirt, you're going to meet like-minded people. Now, I want to show folks on the document cam if they're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. If not, just go to InfoWars.com and click on the store link. We are doing something at cost. And because the shopping cart is designed, it has to have money in it. And it just has to have some type of purchase. It's one penny, and then you pay for the shipping and handling, but it is at cost. It's not like the vitamin things where you just pay for shipping and handling, and the shipping and handling is $20. It's, $5.95? In fact, I forget. It's up on the side. I meant to have that pulled up. We can go to the shopping cart and show people. This is what it costs me, because you get a couple hundred of the You Are the Resistance, InfoWars.com, business cards, color business cards that have the websites on the back and You Are the Resistance on the front. A citizen rule book. It's got the Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, Constitution, all in it. If you guys want it, you just go to the shopping cart, you go to the front page, and it'll be right there as top items. I can just show people right now. How much? $4.95. So less than I thought. $4.95. And they calculated this where it is at cost. At cost, two bumper stickers, couple hundred cards. It's a couple hundred. Oh, it's a hundred. Okay. Again, I end up not doing plugs for things and then never even intending to plug it. And then I'm here just half-cocked, not even knowing what I'm promoting here. I just knew I came up with this plan a few weeks ago to get the word out. So, again, we've got the cards printed up. We've got 100 cards, a citizen rule book, two bumper stickers, $4.95. That is, at cost, a great little InfoWars weapons package. And we extended it until the end of Sunday. And then it is over until next Christmas because it's been so popular. All of my films, all 18 of my films, and Jason Burmese's Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined, Citizen Rulebook, bumper stickers, all of it for $99.95, normally 380 smackers. So that will run through the weekend. So gas, my B-52 bomber, I'm going to take off and bomb the globalists again. But even the gas you give us, you get info-weapon bombs back as well. It's just symbiotic, figure eight, eternity of resistance, infinity of resistance, all of it at InfoWars.com. Get in there, refuel our tanks big time. All your purchases are basically donations right to the front line of the InfoWar.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.